News Smart Talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton.
Good evening. Boy, I from Baton. Good evening, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio are 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96, and you can check us online. Tonight, we're going to have a discussion of numerous topics that have been happening over the airwaves the last few weeks or so, a little bit about Adrian Gibson, a little bit of the Speaker of the House, and then we talk about the current Prime Minister, the Honorable Brave Davis, stating that he claims that jobless rate now below 20%. We want to talk a little bit about it and where he got the statistics from, if the statistics are accurate, and then we go from there. But I want to thank all the listeners that tune in to Guardian Radio, and especially those who listen to me personally on Facebook. Last week, many of you sent some messages on Facebook. You know, I'm not too good with computers, but I was able to get some of y'all messages, and I want to say thank you for being a part of the show. So we're going to begin today on, you know, it's been a little hectic in the country. A lot of stuff been happening around the country, a lot of major investments that the new administration has been working on, and millions of dollars has been invested from many different companies and corporations to do business here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And that is a plus for us, and probably that's one of the reasons the current Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas stating that we are seeing a decline on the joblessness rate well below 20%, but I think it's a far fetch from the truth. I think that since the Prime Minister has opened up the country and the COVID travel has been less hectic for many travelers and businesses in the country, it is why that a lot of people with new beginning again, especially those who were employed now starting to find work. You know, many companies are opening again, so many people are getting rehired again. So I could see why he's saying, jobless rate now below 20%. But I think we got a far, far way to go. But before we get into that topic, let me just start off with some notes that I brought up. Okay. You know, we were talking so much about Long Island MP Adrian Gibson, who is currently released on bail And I want to be mindful that, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But they are corruption charges stemming from abuse of power while in office. And I also want to talk about its effect on us as Bahamian and how we feel the pinch from this corruption by reason of employment. You know, how it affects us, the taxpayers, the people who are to the bottom, you know, or in the middle, you know, how it affects us when we have persons who go into politics for self-gain. And, you know, I don't think it's intentional or it could be intentional, but let me explain it as I go along first. And like I said, Mr. Gibson is innocent until proven guilty. I think he still is a member of parliament. He has not resigned. I guess laws in parliament is there that we probably don't understand, but as we get to learn about politics in the country and how the law is governed, then we get a clear understanding on the way forward in this country, because a lot of us do a lot of talking, but then, you know, we see where Mr. Gibson is still holding on to his seat and he's yet to resign from the House of Parliament, and there are laws that protect him. And, you know, it goes to show that we have to really study our judiciary system and especially our parliamentary system, because I think we have a long, long way to go in order for us to fully understand how the rest ministry system works here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That it currently stands, I don't think we truly, fully understand the contents of the rest ministry system. Okay, you know, he was released, I think, on $150,000 bail. He got charged with numerous different charges. And, you know, we can't talk about it, but it's been on the airwaves now for a week now. He was released. He had problems getting his bail signed, but he was released the day after. Now he's a man who is free, and he is back to work in the House of Parliament doing his job. Now, many of us, you know, have been over the course of the last 20, 25 years, many of us been speaking out about the abuse of power inside of our parliament, where we see persons go to parliament not to help carry the country forward, but to fill their pockets or to fill their party's pocket. And we were seeing where our politicians have gone in thousand years, and over the course of that 10-year or 5-year period, they have amassed millions of dollars. And they amassed this money because they used their position as a government official who's supposed to serve the Bahamian people. They used this to benefit themselves and their party. You know, it's either the PLP or the Free National Movement. And in this case with Mr. Gibson, you know, I don't know how long he's been a member of parliament, but Mr. Gibson should be a rookie, okay? But we had previous members of parliament like Shane Gibson, Frank Smith, and et cetera, have been brought before the courts, but they have been able to win their cases. Now they're free, and I think Mr. Gibson has been in a lawsuit where the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has paid him a lawsuit that he, I think, was able to win his case in court against the previous Free National Movement government, and this government came in, and they, I think, paid him off, if I'm correct. And then I think Frank Smith is also looking to do something similar. So we saw where our former members of parliament were brought before the court by the former administration, which was the Free National Movement under the leadership of Hubert Alexander Minnis, who talked about transparency and credibility and honesty and integrity. And in his tenure, he decided that there was a corruption going on between the department of Shane Gibson and Frank Smith, and the matter was turned over to the authorities, and they were put before the court, and cost the taxpayers $1 or $2 million or $3 million just to prosecute these gentlemen, only to find out that these gentlemen won their cases on technicality, and now with us, the taxpayers' money now that the government used, the Free National Movement used to prosecute Frank Smith, Shane Gibson, that is us taxpayers have to pay that. Now watch this. Now they win the court. Technicality, they win their case. Now they sue the government. Now the taxpayers again owe the Treasury. When times are tough, and this is a COVID-19 pandemic, 40%+ of the Bahamian people were not working. It was way higher than that. And we have time to put members of parliament before the court only for them to win their case, only for them to sue and now get paid again from the taxpayers. That's two set of money come with the taxpayers' money. So who winning this? All right? And this is based on their mistake that they made with their sitting members of parliament. And this is a practice. So when we're talking about Adrian Gibson, to me, I've been in politics for a long, long time, from the age of around 15, 16, with my mom, and I met the highest authority in these political parties. I've met and sit down over the course of the year as a young man, and as I continue to grow, having conversation, learning about the system, learning how the system works, learning about permanent secretary, learning about the governor general, learning about how we do business in the country, and learning that the Bahamas is a corporation. And I learned these things sitting down talking to leaders. And that's why my mind is open. And I always said that the information I receive, I would do my best to my ability to see if I can influence and educate the Bahamian people. So this practice that Mr. Gibson was involved with, where authorities found, I think it's enough evidence to put it before the court. Like I said, he's innocent. And now he's before the court, he's on bail. And it ran into hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars where he allegedly abused his power as the Minister of Waterworks. And he now is before the court. Now, think about this. We had Shane Gibson, Frank Smith, and a few others charged with similar offense, just like this Mr. Gibson. Mr. Gibson, I think it's the first time sitting MP or second term sitting MP, you serve under Hubert Minnis. And now that Hubert Minnis is no longer the leader of the party, it's under the tutelage of the opposition leader, Michael Pintat. And Mr. Gibson now, let me see how you put it. Mr. Gibson's his first term, and it's alleged that he did a lot of what we call corruption, where he allegedly gave contracts out to family and friends and et cetera in order to receive benefits. And what I'm trying to say is, how a first-year MP can be able to do corruption in his first year as a sitting MP? So what I'm trying to tell you is he had to learn it from the system. Someone had to teach him the cracks and crevices on this is how you do things. All right? And as an individual, as a human being, you know, you got to know how far to go. You got to have some type of integrity. You know, there's going to be some type of stealing going on when you're a member of parliament, even if you're honest, because it's something that's been passed down from generation to generation. And now that we have the PLP and the FNM, it's being embedded now in both political parties, so both political parties have to to maintain their party structure. In other words, I need members of the party to be strong in order for me to have a strong party and to compete. So what that means is that we're going to have to do some things to keep the party members, whether it's politicians, whether it's street generals or starting councils who are part of the party, and they're the ones who got to be given special interest by the party in order for us to have a strong supportive towards the current prime minister. In order for him to remain leader of that party, he need a strong body of people, and his job is to find ways and how we can empower people in his party so that they could be supportive of him, so he could remain leader of that party. In doing so, they allow certain things to go on inside the Ministry of Education, Social Service, Immigration, Ministry of National Security, and in there are special groups who these departments do special interest to, and that's the party supporters. And that's how it's been running for the last 40 years in this country between the PLP and the FNM. So the kind of crisis we're in now, and we're saying Adrian Gibson is wrong. Yes, he is wrong, but it's a system, because he just got there. It ain't like he's a 25-year veteran or 15-year veteran. This man just doing, I think this is about a 6 or 7 year, first as a 5-year rookie MP. And now he is serving under a new administration, under the PLP administration, the Davis administration. So y'all understand what I'm trying to say? He had to learn it. He had to learn it probably from the permanent secretary or some part of the Ministry of Works, what he is the chairman of. He got taught this from Poisson's executives and Poisson's who've been around for a long, long time, because the permanent secretary actually runs government. Because I noticed talking to permanent secretary, they tell me, you know, boy, Valentino, let me tell you something. Listen to me good. I don't want to call a name because they retired now, and I never want to put no one out there and to try to harm nobody or take bread out of no one's mouth. But the information I received from them, as knowing them, and they explained some things to me about government. He said, me? I'm a permanent secretary. He said, I don't care who's the government. I serve under the PLP, and I didn't serve under the FNM. I didn't do over 35, 40 years servants. So Linden, I serve Hubert Ingram now, our servant Perry. And he said, they can't do nothing with me. He tell me, say, if the minister in charge of the Ministry of Education were to give me a contract, either how I like to help in the community has to give a sporting contract to me to be able to have a program from January to December on H Street Park. And he said, if me, the permanent secretary, don't like you, even though I get advice from the minister, I will take your file and I'll put your file to the bottom of the list. And when he comes to me and he asks me, say, what happened, why I'm not working with Valentine, he would say, oh, boss, I have some other stuff here that is way more important. I'm getting to that. So Mr. Gibson had to learn that. And in both parties, they learned that. So Mr. Gibson not entirely is at fault, you know. And I appreciate this prime minister seeing the faults. And it needs to stop where we can hold our politicians accountable, because it's affecting us as the taxpayers. Yes. But it goes deeper than that. In both parties, you know, rules and regulation to monitor all sitting MPs in this country to make sure that we can at least have a balance. So we have a call on the line. We're going to take this call. I'm inside the inner city. Go ahead. Good night.
Good night, Stuart, and good night to your listeners.
Good night to you, boss.
Say Gibson had to learn it from somewhere.
Yes, he has to learn it from somewhere. He's just a first-year MP. How he could learn to be able to do all his stuff in the ministry? He's back doors.
His boss, them and things, and the people who's in charge didn't make him comfortable. In spite of all them questions, this New Day government was asking an opposition about him. The people still elect him in Long Island. Now people saying if he should step down, he should have some shame, but I believe he's shameless. But I don't believe it's for me to say or for you to say. It's for the people in Long Island to either have a poll and say if they want this man to continue to serve him. this is embarrassing to the whole country. But, you know, the bigger question is, we appreciate this New Day government for pointing out the things what happened in the last 5 years. And that's a drop in the bucket, man. We ain't into that bunch of crap. We want to know what you all doing now.
My point, exactly.
There's something in the Recorman Act.
Mm-hmm.
You like to bring on them. I mean, I think you talk to them people them who, freedom of information.
Yes.
But we get something in the Recorman Act.
Mm-hmm.
If Brave Davis, them, if my Prime Minister Brave Davis, them was so serious and so different than these guys who they put in, no, they will table these things, all of these agreements. This agreement internationally and locally, the contracts and stuff, to show us that they are different.
Mm.
Now, I hear the people saying today that the furnitures they talk about in Belgium, you know, after a government change, we bring back the ambassadors, right?
Yes.
They said they believe some of the furnitures were shipped to the Bahamas. I believe that was really uncalled for, the kind of money was spent on these things.
Of course.
And if that was their money, they would have never spent it that way. That's how people scam when they're spending other people's money.
Yes.
People were suffering, man, and they could have find time to do these kind of things.
Yes, that's what we're talking about right now, how it affects us. Yes.
And it's so sickening. And I believe it's a big possibility, my New Day government,
mm-hmm.
doing some of these foolishness right now. 5 years has been too long to leave my Negro brothers them inside there. They can't be trusted. It seems like us black people, when we get power, we get crazy, man. We get power drunk. We don't care how we deal with people. We forget what the main object is about to serve. We start thinking we are some boss. When the people remind you what you promised them, you say they dictating to you. It's so sad in this country, man. And it's like they raping the treasury, and nothing much coming. We need more members of more politicians to answer, like how Adrian Gibson answered. I don't care if he's guilty or not. I just think if it's questions and you in charge of something, you need to answer to it. And 5 years has taken too long to do this, man. Agent Gibson is just a drop in the bucket. He's a small fry to compare to the foolishness of what's been happening for years. And then we slap them right on the wrist. Somebody, thief a can of corned beef. They go straight to what you get locked up breaking the law. You get dealing with these politicians. They be getting away because friends, families, and lovers. And right now, if I was a leader of the Free National Movement or any political party, and one of my brothers them get in trouble like that or accused in some kind of problem, I would have to ask them to please consider stepping up, because you ain't just making this party shame. You're embarrassing the whole country. But Michael Pintard, I can't say nothing, because in the 2017 election, he had questions on his head. Just how Adrian had questions on his head in 2021, the other day when we had election in September.
Yes.
It was saying, Michael, you remember when Michael was mixed up with that thing with Night Guard and someone threatening to kill people and all kinds of stuff?
When he stepped down, he was a Tugin Bobo.
But he didn't step down. He was the chairman. He went to Freeport and went that seat. So I don't think he could tell Adrian nothing what to do. I think it leave up to the people in Long Island to make that decision to say if they still want this man to represent him.
Wow. You did wonderful. I want to say a shout out to Jeff Mitchell and Wendell Russell. You know, thank you guys for tuning in. Jeff Mitchell. Yeah. Jeff has some wonderful children. You know, married to the wonderful Melis family. Yeah. Like I said, this is a practice that has been going on in these two political parties. And I think that's why persons like Adrian Gibson, you know, they abuse their position when they are leading these departments. And that is affecting us. And the behemoth taxpayers, us, has to pay back whatever lawsuit is filed and whatever, for instance, like Shane Gibson and et cetera. You know? Yeah, so the caller was making some good points. And he's talking about his New Day government. And he's talking about a particular, So all I have to say is, it's not just Agent Gibson. And the caller also talked about power. like when we get power, how we get corrupted. We just listened to the speaker, the host, and she went after the name of the director, and the director came and, you know, he explained his case, and then the speaker, you know, she started talking about a personal life and, you know, in an insulting way, she said some things, you know. And after the director gave his explanation, you know, very next day she said she had nothing to apologize for. And we saw where in the lower chamber, where deputy speaker tried to throw everyone, and we saw where the political party, governing party, stood up for the opposition and informed the deputy speaker it's not appropriate for you to let put them out of the chamber. So that was good on the government side. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Scoot. What's going on?
Everything's all right. Good evening to you.
You know what I'm saying, right? And him and seeing this too, you know. They saying that the only thing different about Gibson is he didn't trust no one to own nothing for him for a few years until he leave the place, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
He wanted people there to wire money to his account.
Okay. Yes. Crazy. We have a next caller. That's Kermit. Kermit is the producer. Good night.
Hey, Scrooge.
Hey.
One more thing. In the news last week or this week, I don't know if you talked about it last week.
Go ahead.
And they say when a bunch of policemen get locked up for mix up in some kind of drugs was brought before the courts, them?
All right. You want me to comment on it?
Yeah, I want you, if you get the papers, it's not
just. Yeah, I comment on it. I saw it.
Yeah, read it. So what that is, what they do, they were selling the drugs.
All
they were
right.
Buying the drugs. So they cut the light off to let the plane land. What they do,
Scrooge? Okay. Hearing information on Facebook, reading the newspaper, it reported that, you know, there was a operation going on where surveillance was going on a particular island, and there were some foreign nationals who were there who were under surveillance. And in the surveillance, they saw three Bahamian officers. In fact, the surveillance was going on for 2 or 3 days, and they saw Bahamian police officers seems to be assisting the illegals with whatever, what was illegal, and come to find was cocaine and et cetera, accessed $1.7 million. They were apprehended, and the foreigners made a statement stating that the senior officer, I think he's a superintendent, former staff association, I don't want to call his name because it's before the court, and his name was called, and they said that he assisted them. Investigation were done. They were before the court. Two of the young officers who were along with the chief superintendent, they were let go because I guess he is their superior, and they was just following orders, so they were released. He were put before the court. He got bail, and he is waiting pending charges. We saw a similar incident a few months back where we had a senior police officer, I think it was an inspector, who also was caught up in a situation like this, but after investigation, there was not enough evidence to charge him. He was set free. But we are seeing an occurrence of these senior officers, especially ASP, who seems to be, you know, involved. They're innocent until proven guilty. But it seems to me that when we're talking about criminals, we just can't be looking on the streets. We have to be looking at members of parliament like Adrian Gibson. He's innocent until proven guilty. We have to look at the fact of the chief superintendent is charged before the court as on bail for illegal activity. So when we're talking about crime in this country, we just can't be looking at the guys who are shooting guns on the street. Because right now, I would tell the guys on the streets, you know, y'all are no match. Y'all are jokey guys, you know. You need to be a politician, you know. They get away with go in Parliament with $50,000 or $100,000 and come out with $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30 million. So, and they ain't going to no jail for no 25 years or no 50 years for robbing an old woman in a house who only had but $50 in a house. What me and you would probably go rob. They're robbing with a pen. And, you know, they're getting away with it. So I think we need to change. You guys who are robbing and selling drugs, I think y'all need to get in politics or go be a police officer, because it looks more beneficial, because they are a smoke screen. You know, we never thought no illegal activities or high officials or police officers, but we have seen it politicians, we have seen it pastors, we have seen it now, you know. So that's all I have to say about it. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good. I was cut off.
Yeah, I don't. That's the producer. He's the one to take your call.
Yeah, you know, Scrooge, all this here is a distraction, you know, because, you know, I guess he was just dumb enough to get caught, you know, because, you know, being in don't trust none of these politicians and with these kickbacks and the like and issuing up contracts to their family and their friends and their lovers. You know, but we got issues in this country where you live around in a city and you see how poor people live. They live in squalor, many of them. You see many of them don't make enough money to make ends meet.
You see, it's tough, it's tough.
Hello?
Yeah, and I say it's tough, it's tough.
It's tough, you know, but IMB is saying, well, they're taking care of housing issues by building low-cost houses. You know, many of these people in the city, many of them can't afford a mortgage from anybody, whether it be the mortgage corporation or you know, them. You know, what these people need is decent social housing. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, they're doing it, you know, you know what I'm saying? They live in slums now. You don't have to build a social housing, you know, that becomes a slum. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and then we had the minister the other day, Keith Bell, talking about these furnitures rather than talking about legislation for livable wage, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There are people, even in Canada, right, all over the world that make a livable wage and still can't find housing. Them themselves need social housing, you know, public housing. So, you know, us in the Bahamas, we need to stop turning a blind eye and what our government do again? They talk about they bring this urban renewal thing and they building this what do you call it, community bonds and thing, but that's not urban renewal. Mm-hmm. You know, urban renewal is taking down communities block by block,
at
a time, and redeveloping them in the proper manner, in a decent manner for its residents.
Homes, yes.
You know, with schools,
green spaces,
community centers,
green
and
spaces,
everything.
Yes, yes. That's
you see, not tearing down a weekend property and building a park or that ain't urban renewal.
Yeah, it's a combination of all. But like you were saying, you know, we stick into the one part, like what you were saying, but it's supposed to cover all those aspects.
All
you're
those
correct.
Assets.
Yes, you're correct.
So they need to stop selling these poor people that bill of rights, and then they tell, we building low-cost homes, and you know, we doing something, so therefore we doing something for you.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We need to stop it. All they continuing to do is shoving a bunch of rhetoric in, you know what I mean?
Yes.
In our faces, you know what I mean? In our ears, and the same thing is happening in the media.
Yeah.
You know, that's time that's stopping. You know, I thank God for Popper. You know, Popper is be real most of the time. He's drop it real. You see, and it's time these people that support these parties, you know, take a page from Barbara's book, you know, and stop shoe shining, you know, just Google against all, you know, stay true. Thank you.
Yeah, man, no problem. Thanks a lot, y'all. You made a lot of sense, you know. And like I said, you know, there are a lot of stuff going on in our country right now, and we, the taxpayers, are suffering the most because, like I said, you know, it's crazy. Okay, and then to support that, Adrian Gibson is getting, we heard the opposition leader Michael Pintard say the party supports Adrian Gibson. Whether he is guilty or not guilty, the party supports him. And see, this is the structure of what I'm talking about. You know, they're going to support one another. You know, the PLP is going to support, you know, Shane Gibson. You know, we just saw that Frank Smith. The FNM is going to support Agent Gibson, whether he's wrong or what. Wrong or right. And that's where the corruption comes in. You know, we don't see what's wrong in our country. We don't speak out what's wrong in our country, you know. It seems like the party itself has become corrupted with their ways, because if we have someone like before the courts, you know, with a similar charge, you know, if I was on a job and I got a serious charge, you know, I would have to take a leave of absence based on the seriousness of my charge. And my company that support me would still say, you know, until the legal matters has been dealt with, they will not speak on the matter or endorse me. You know, if we watch the similar situation with Johnny Depp and his wife Amber, his ex-wife Amber, we'd see the defamation of character that was bestowed on Mr. Johnny Depp, and then he won his civil case. Now it switched on Amber, where she now has been denied the opportunity to act in Aquaman again, Aquaman 2, because, you know, that's how allegations go. It's how it could bring you up or bring you down. But the whole concept is to keep a sense of transparency to the audience, to the supporters, to show that, hey, you know, we are not dealing with no one who has been charged with a matter that's disturbing to the world. And we saw he probably was lied on, and now he is being vindicated. And now we're seeing where Amber is being persecuted. You know, are we going to take this next call? Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Have a good day, young man.
Good night to you.
Trying to get the fire under the tunnel, boy. Trying to get volume down to the one.
Oh, my volume, eh? Sorry.
Yeah, man.
Let me try turning it up.
You okay. Sound almost like a little baby in the background.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, Fuji, you heard they had some raid or something, 500 acres, and they manifest a woman on a bus with a system.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Go ahead. But go ahead. You comment on it. Go ahead.
And if the government's going in, 500 acres of land, plenty of land, you can't see the end of that.
Yeah.
You only come for two people?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not you, bud. That's not sound, right?
Well, you know how government go. Government go where the most noise is making. So this is where the most noise is making. So they're going to make a big submodel. I understand that you're saying that two people were there and you wonder why the government is there. You know, it's Lincoln Bean and the coalition and his supporters against the government. And the government is trying to show their authority, and Lincoln Bean is trying to show his authority and speaking for the Bahamian people. So what you're seeing there is you're seeing a balance of struggling for power there. This came. It. This was the priority, but now it seems to be a competition on who has to say in the matter. Who? Yeah. Instead of supposed to be what you say it's supposed to be, now it look like between two parties and
it's, politics.
Yes. And like someone needs to come and sit down and negotiate for the Bahamian people. You know, for the Bahamian people, and then the government is going to be there.
Yeah, but they say they find gun range in the back there too, you know?
Yeah, man, that's place where people go always go in the back and shoot gun. Legal gun or illegal gun. Legal gun or illegal gun.
Some of the cases they say that in government is sure.
The AK-47,
yeah,
right. People in that vicinity and in that area, they frequent these areas. That's a gun range. And we're supposed to be patrolling these areas, these forestry and et cetera. I saw over in Monroe or member of parliament,
yeah.
The Minister of National Security stating that they just put a forestry program in place and it should be up and running in a year time. But this is the place that we're supposed to be protecting from day one. You know, it doesn't take behemoths to go and talk about the crown land and what's going on over there.
But then see, another thing, like all this, you got drones, all kinds of surveillance going on, and it's like, how come, like, even the cutting down of all the acreage and things, that takes time to do.
Yes.
All the planes passing over and all people riding by and no one knows nothing about nothing.
That's the practice now where governments would benefit. See, you got, and sometimes them these government officials have people they're working with and they're making their money on the side, and they were Yes, they would destroy this country if you leave it up to them.
Hey, Smoochie?
Yes, sir.
Another thing, tell me how you feel about it. I mean, like,
go ahead.
You have charged this against you, like the government come and go on your property and carry your assets and things like that before any case, before they even hear you in. And it's like you get out on a hefty bail, right? And then the next day you're in House Assembly, and then you start saying, hey, let me tell you something. See, I tell you no lie, right? I know we're from the Ghana Faith, that gentleman, right?
Yeah.
But all I can see is blatant disrespect to the Bahamian people, yeah. Man. But what kind of message are you trying to send?
Well, then what kind because, of...
You know,
yes.
I mean, it's like, you know what? It's like this. I mean, like, when you got your personal affairs and things over your eyes, you got, right over your head, and you're talking about you looking for other people, or when the plane going to crash, you got to put the mask on for yourself, then you go look up other people.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, that to me personally, when I see it, it's a slap in the face and insult to the Bahamian people, because a dignified man who is honorable and things, no matter whatever, how we feel about what people may say, but because you resigned, you must be guilty. No, that ain't the point. The point is, you resigned to show your honor, you're an honorable man.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Because it's dishonor for the people, for someone. I mean, like, you have a big, big case ahead of you, and you're talking about you representing. You need to represent yourself.
You get that right.
And then you come back to the people and see if they want you. You don't disrespect people in that.
Yes.
Because you have the power, and you feel like you're larger than life, and, you know, egotism, and, you know, it's me, and, you know, it's only me. And ain't no one else but me. You see, but it's deeper than that. It ain't only
yes.
you. You know, because you already been there and you did what you did. And, you know, he need to get a sabbatical, man. I mean, personally and honestly, he need time for himself to pull everything together in his mind and everything. Because, I will say, man, but we don't need no one in the family who have all them things up under them like that. They need to get a clear place, man.
Yeah.
Even if it's not all so. Just the mere fact of it, if they could come and more their assets, then it gotta be so.
Yeah.
How could the government go do that? But knowing that when you do that to somebody, you could get sued if it ain't so.
Yeah. You're right, my brother. The callers, you know, very concerned about the attitude of our leaders, and he is making reference, you know, and I was surprised at the opposition leader Michael Pintat. You know, state that, you know, we're supporting Adrian Gibson, you know, I know he can't distance himself, but with all this unlawfulness going on in our country right now, even to the top, you're trying to tell me we would rather stick with a system than to put some integrity out there and so that people could follow and try to get our country back on the right track. We would rather say, you know, we support him. The party support him. Even though he's innocent until proven guilty. But we've seen a confiscation of cars and whatever, jet ski or, you know, companies, new companies form. And, you know, like I said, he's innocent and proven guilty. The parliamentary allowed him back. You know, he's a parliament. So I guess it's legal. But it seems to me, as a person who comes off the street, you know, I thought being a gangster was being bad and, you know, and, but boy, what happened in our high society and hierarchy for those who are protected and have the party support, and we put all the blame on the poor people out there, you know, who go before the courts and judges don't have no mercy on them. But we see all this lenience at the very top, you know, and there's no example being set in this country. No, sad to say it. And I thought the guys on the streets were bad. You guys on the streets, I tell you all need to look for a new profession, because being bond nas look like being a politician or holding a high position in this country where you're untouchable until the father takes away the power. You know, we had the Hewitt minister, all powerful, year ago. Now look what he is in the day. Look at Adrian Gibson, was a sitting MP, government MP, took advantage of the position, was all this, Election came around. Even people say, yeah, you know what? Now look at you. You're before the court for the things that you did wrong. And like I said, you're innocent, proven guilty. But in our eyes, with all the evidence that we saw with the police investigation, it pinpoints that, yeah, you are not guilty as yet. But in our eyes, and for those who are supporting him, like the opposition leader, Michael Pindot, and I know him personally, we played basketball in H Street Park for many years. Michael Pindot is an outstanding gentleman, but the party system I can't stand for, especially when there's wrong going on in the country. And then you, as the leader of the opposition, who looking to be the next prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you know, you're going to support your colleague. You know, you could have said something more decent to the Bahamian people, you know, give a better response. Because it seems like you could do the best thing to do in this country. We're telling people out there not to do this, not to do that. But we're telling them differently when we listen to our leaders. You know, it's like the leaders are for wrong, not what's right. Therefore, what's wrong, and it might not seem, they might not know what they're doing. But if you look at places like, no disrespect to the beautiful Haiti, you know, there are a lot of Haitians doing well around the world, millions of Haitians doing well all parts of the world. But their country, certain parts of the country that we call inner city communities, they're never going to come back because it's so much corruption and greed going on. And that's why people always want to leave out of Haiti, when it's supposed to be one of the most beautiful islands in the world. 50, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, Haiti was one of the most beautiful and richest countries in the world, Caribbean countries in the world. But corruption and foreign forces has corrupted them. And now leadership is at its lowest level, where people don't trust. They don't believe in the police. They don't believe in the government. And if we don't watch out, the direction that this country is going in now with our leaders, we're headed right for that, where we're going to have so much corruption. We're seated on the police force. We can't say we ain't seated on the police force. It's there. We're seated with our sitting MPs, who we supposed to be looking up to for leadership. All right? We're seated with our former prime ministers. You know, I less like to say that I have nothing personally against the former prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's just that some things he could have done differently to get this country in the right direction. Instead, he put thousands and thousands of Bahamian people through misery. We just come with a hard time for Mr. Christie. And we thought, Mr. Christie was the worst prime minister of all times. But Mr. Christie, I take that back. I think that the former prime minister, Hubert Alexander Menes, he is the worst prime minister of all time. So, Mr. Christie, sorry about that, but you ain't get the cake. Menes, if you listen all around country, and that's what everyone would tell you, he is the worst. You know why he is the worst? Because he put the Bahamian people to hell. And I want to say to this government, you better learn. Mr. Brave Davis, you're talking about 20%. I see my boy Jeff. All right. I see Kenya. What's up, Kenya? I see you, Kenya. Let me just say this to you, Mr. Brave Davis. Don't fall for this. You see, the hard time you come out under the administration you was headed under Mr. Christie. All right? Your government had the highest economy ever been in history under Mr. Christie. That was the highest, the most money ever in the Obama's treasury under Mr. Christie and Mr. Brave Davis. And they still lost the general election on the attitude of Mr. Christie and many others in the party. Now, you're doing a wonderful job as the prime minister now. But Mr. Davis, don't ever fool yourself and say things like this. Davis claims jobless right now below 20%. I need my glasses, but I think I could read it. Social assistance now is, as Greg, as was during the height of the pandemic, to make sense, compare those dark lockdown days to today when the economy is growing and a new day is drawing, he said. Some are wondering why allocation for social service in the opening fiscal year is less than it was during the height of the pandemic, Mr. Davis told MPs. As I said, a record number of Bahamians needed help. Yes, we are spending less compared to a time when 45% of the Bahamians were out of work, but we are spending more, much more, 50% more than the prior government spending during 2019. That's the last pre-COVID year in recognition that times are still very difficult. That's why we are doing it, and the global infiltration crisis is having an enormous impact on Bahamians. So when you criticize to reduce sums in allocation of social service because it is less than what you spend during the pandemic period, how does that make sense when the economy is now growing and when it was 45% unemployment and now it's down to 20%? He added, what do you expect us to do? If you want to compare something, you should have compared the numbers, what we are spending now and what we allow allocated now for the fiscal year. Go back to year pre-COVID allocation and see what your allocation then and see what we allocate now. That's a proper comparison that will be apple and apple, because in the pandemic you would have the 45% high of unemployment. So what's up, Concordillo? Hey, Freeport doing things. Respect, bro. So let me say this to the Prime Minister. Statistics, sir, doesn't work 100% of the country. They're asking data state of a survey right now about the population in the country, and they still can't tell you how much Bahamians are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas or how many people are living in the houses in Bairntown and Angleston and Camp Road and Fox Hill. Okay? They're doing a census report to find out how many people are living in these houses, and we still can't come up with an accurate number. So there's no way possible that even though the government is doing a survey to find out how much people in this country, we are never going to find out how much people live in this country. We're never going to find out how many people live in this one particular house. One person will come to the door and say, two person live in those. At time, 12 people live in those. And it's like this all around in the country. So the survey and the statistics still wouldn't give a full count. So we are saying like there's 500,000 Bahamian people live here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But there's much more Bahamians living in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. All right? Just like election time, they tell you, say, in the Bairntown area, there were, 20,000 or 30,000 people registered for the general election. But in that community, you could have 50 to 60,000 persons who live in the community, but a lot of people didn't get registered around the general election because people, a lot of people wasn't interested in going around in a general election. You know, but Conk, everything is all good, Conk. You know, you're doing a wonderful job, you know, talking about cleaning up the country. You know, Conk is one of those activists. So, Mr. Davis, we had a hard time when Mr. Christie and his administration, you were a part of that, you're the deputy leader. We went into Hubert Minnis and his administration, and we saw where Ambassador getting furniture around the pandemic time. We had no stimulus pockets available for all the people who lose their job, and the former prime minister locked down the country, had us under COVID-19 mandate, had the police martial law, you could see, you know, people couldn't make a dollar. You know, people were getting put before the courts for small infractions, selling coconut or going to the pump for water or just going to get food from their family members, you know, and et cetera. So that last 3 years under the former administration was like living hell for us in the Bahamas and around the world also. So, Mr. Davis, when you're saying that joblessness right now is below 20%, that might be a statistics your government technicians and analysts came up with. That is way off, sir. You know, you talked about the 45% down to 20%. I could say in this country, what they say, 250,000 or 500,000, we're going to say 500,000, and then there's more Bahamians worldwide in Florida. You know, so there are millions, there are millions of Bahamians, all right? Because we build up Florida and we build up Miami, all right? So don't get it twisted. I think it's just 500,000 or 250,000 Bahamians. We built Florida. We have family who left the Bahamas over 50, 60 years, and they started their own family in Florida, and now it's never came back to the Bahamas, all right? So when you're saying that, Mr. Davis, in this country, I believe there are about 70,000 to 80,000 or more people unemployed in the country. I understand that you open up the country now so that people can go back to work and et cetera. But for you to say that the unemployment claims of jobless rate now are below 20%, we have a minimum wage of 210 to 220. We're looking to increase that, okay? There are thousands and thousands of people talking about 20%, who aren't working. Every day people ask me if there's a job available. You go around the community, you see people standing on the side of the road looking for something to do. We just had job fairs after the school the other day, and I think it was by Centerville Primary, and this was a government job fair. And we saw that the line was, they were supposed to start at, I think, 8 o'clock. And the line was from Centerville School, the most East Creek. And Centerville School is in Centerville. And the line was so long of people looking for work that people were still lined up to East Creek. So you're talking like six corners people were lined up to this job fair. Then they had the next job fair in Freeport. And we saw all those people that came out looking for work. Those job fair was not able to accommodate all those persons who've been to those job fair. There were thousands of people who went to those job fair. So there's no way possible that from 45%, which is not adequate, right? That's just a number that was given by a survey team that went and did their survey. That is not the real. The real statistics that are happening in the homes and on the streets where we have thousands of people unemployed in this country. So, Mr. Davis, don't fall for that. So, there's a lot of work you have to do. You ride around this country and you see the poverty going on in this country. Mr. Davis, don't fall for these statistics. You're bigger than that. We had a hard time coming out under Mr. Minutes under that 3-4 years, man. The March ride finishes off. No, the man closed down and fire everyone, man. The man, excuse me, the man locked down the country. That means he fired the whole population. Huh? The only people he was hiring was the government employees who work for government, the nurses and the doctors and the police. The rest of us, if it wasn't the money we were getting from our family members, family members who's the police and defense force officers who work for government, to trickle down to us who are family members, we'd be finished. The money come up with no stimulus package. So, Mr. Davis, with all your heart, do your best, sir, to create some small businesses in this country. So, all right? It's crazy. It's party politics killing us. You know? And prime minister is saying that, you know, we talked about the 20%, the drop from 45% unemployment to the 20%. The Minister of National Security, Honorable Vian Munro, was doing a walkabout in the Pine Forest. And he saw a woman who he said, you know, talking to her, she would have to vacate. And she'd been living in this school bus for 4.5 years, her and her sister. And they've been living there. And he says that, you know, automatically they're going to put social service there to assist. And if you listen to the lady, she's saying social service don't assist nobody the way it's supposed to. Because it's impossible for social service to deal with so much people who are struggling in the country. They're not going to be able to reach a lot of people in the country. We saw the lady the other day who was sleeping in the car and she had children. And she had the same problem. She speak about social service not being able to aid her. And then when she went on media, you know, they thought the girl was not intelligent, but, you know, she looked like she was doing real bad. You know, I started to cry, you know, because sometimes you just want to help people, but you just don't have it yourself, you know. And you can't help everyone. As much as about your heart big and your why, you can't, because there's so much going on and you're helping so much people, and it's impossible. You know, but the powers to be can reach people. You know, and you saw that girl, and she was very intelligent. She speak on the matter of how social service not being able to help her. She have children, you know, and she ain't working, and she's sleeping on the park, man. You know, Mr. Munro, you know, saw the lady inside the school bus, you know, and. You know, he said he'd set up a social service. But Mr. Munro, you're saying that you need assistance. Mr. Munro, your guys, them say y'all going in the government because of what the previous administration was doing to the BMN people. Now you are the government. But y'all know what the problem is with the BMN people. People like this lady who in that bus who you just talked to, Mr. Munro, Minister of National Security. There are thousands of people like that in this country. All right, they have no place to go living. In a bus for 4.5 years. Some people living in the car. Some people just sleeping in their family backyard. You know? I see Anton Thompson. Respect, big bro. You know? So, Mr. Munro, when you're saying that she need assistance from social service, you know, the party's supposed to know that there are thousands of people like this in this country. And we're supposed to come with a comprehensive plan put in place to deal with these people in the country. All right? So I see the producer say we have to take a break. And we'll be right back on Inside the Inner City on Garden Radio after the break. Don't go away.
It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I do in the best I can.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
La 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 la.
We're back on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. I see my friend Santana Forbes are trying to call me just now, but I'm live, Santana, so you can send me a message to all Follow us on Facebook. I see Anton. I see Conker Leo. And we have a next call on the line. Let's take this last call and see what the caller has to say. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside in the City.
Yeah, good evening, Scoozy.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, bless up. You know, Scoozy, listening to you, right? You know, I agree with Dungum. This is the realest show. Like, I respect AI. Like, I mean, that's the sentiments, like what you're saying, right? True to realism, truism is so, it sounds so, you know what I mean?
Unusual. I understand.
Because everybody's painting these brushes, and I deal with the political tit-tat scenario the country's in, the equilibrium, the paradigm that they're creating. They are enjoying this paradigm. They're having a field day whilst the sheep fight amongst themselves about six letters of the alphabet, I guess.
Mm.
But what is frightening for me, right, I call to really sanction that the boy is the worst PM ever, right? He took the cake from Perry. I'm telling
you
a lie.
You agree? We all agree on that, right?
So the way you humanize the pandemic and the situation, right? Even, you know, pre-pandemic, he was all right. But what happened is, for me, right, who's well-read on the global agenda that most people don't seem to exist. They live in this la-la land, utopia, where everything is A-okay and no one is evil. And there's not a global agenda. Never mind 190-something nations always signing onto a book with only their luck. Right? See, the thing is, Scoozy, sometimes you have to create a little humor here, but something you said prompted me to call also. Another thing you said was the fact that other countries are giving those stimulus checks. So this shows you the power of the global ordinance, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the unification of the United Nations and all the other entities that are seeking for the global control. Now, most people, they could put their head in the sand and tell it upon them. But what I'm saying is, I know that when I called one time and I said the power is beyond the PM, he's correct, because this explains why he was so harsh and brutal towards the Bahamian people. While he was locked down, a few jets flew in, right?
Yes.
And, you know, of course, for you see the way he treated the people, it was obviously that it was a higher power, a higher puppet master. You know, some things are just unseen, some things are nonverbal. But we followed all of the paradigms that they created, and then we couldn't give our people a stimulus check. So the question was, what they call it, essential and non-essential workers. Mm-hmm. You pick up.
Yes.
So we know what it was designed to do in juice. No one has apologized to the Bahamian people on the false paradigm that they never could have. They see, what happened is the science through the release of the data. I love the judge in the States. I don't even know him, but I love him. You see what I'm saying? Because he loves humanity. And so the fact that people was fighting your cuss down for speaking the truth on the radio, you know how hateful it is for me, brother? You ever thought about it? You guys ever thought about it? How emotional I am? You know, I'm not a great speaker or orator. I don't claim to be a clairvoyant or some prophet like they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're serving your purpose.
Yeah. If it's truth against lie, then I get with the truth. Because what happened is, listen to me, cuz. We all have our individual lies, you know. But when we lie to the masses, then we become like the devil. Because the Bible said the devil has deceived the whole world. And so, obviously, the Bible has to be right when we see everybody following false paradigm towards hedonism, idealism, materialism.
It's there.
Yeah, hatred, snobbery. You know, I see a fellow in the food store bragging the other day, but each children sitting on this and that, $1 million this and that in the east and the west and whatever house. You know what I mean? But and everything is all good. This is feel good, so everything is for time. But, you know, I always remember what goes up must come down. You know, and so we were unable to do anything for the Bahamian people during the lockdown. I saw, I agree with you with the unemployment status also, but the other day, my brethren around the corner in Angston, I being by him, he's doing the same kind of work as do. So he have a car, so we decided to walk to the store. And on the way to the store, a gentleman pulled up on him. We don't even know him, but he in a car, and he was walking. He said, he asked him for $3 or something. I can't remember what he asked for. My friend Bobby saying he wanted it for God, but he didn't know the fella. But just give you an idea of how it is. Different from the them talks. And you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so just to paint the picture, but you know, it ain't much difference from up the way and down this way. But I look at the Vit said something very crucial too this week. You know, that's why all of us have the answer. The Vit said the buck starts stops at the incompetent authority, who was the competent authority for a couple of minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we saw when he said the 1 minute after 9 logged them up, right?
Yeah.
And then you mentioned all the other dehumanizing scenarios. And it was like he was having fun inflicting pain on the people. and suffering from what they call
cognitive dissonance. We come with a tough time. And he know we come with a tough time 5 years under Mr. Christie.
Yeah, but he take the grade from Christie.
Yeah, he take the
grade
from
Christie. Listen to me. I think Brave is a more human.
Yes, I agree. Princess. Good night, Princess.
I spoke with the Prime Minister before years ago to a guy that he got up. But it's not to say he knew where it was, but he knew a friend who it was with. But he's always a human. He was just the type of person
he seems to be a good person.
I don't want people to take advantage of Brave, because Brave really have love for the people I'm seeing. You know what I mean? I don't really know what the people. We need Brave to do good, man. There's no time to be hating. You know what I mean? You see how they're drawing attention to the foolishness that's going on in the back of the South, right?
Yeah.
They find all of these 5.62. They might have found a 7.62 and all.
Man,
you understand? So we know what's going on in the back of the South. Hopefully they'll open up their eyes to this illegal problem and realize it's a cascade of events. The same way you want police us, please police them too.
Yes, that's
we
right.
We find the Chinese that they coming in with a wife, they talk, but they don't know what on the boat.
Does that mean you don't know what on the boat?
You know they don't like one another, Spoozy?
Yes, you see that, eh?
Spoozy, mean you get catch on the boat. They saying me and you know what it was. Mean you go up on the thing, man.
Man, if you get... Listen, if we home right now and the police come to our house and
you could be visiting.
And you could be visiting.
If they're trying to get you
on anything illegal in there, and ain't even in your room, the whole house get carried. All right, and then one of us got to play it for that in order for your grandmother who 80 something to get out. All right, so
but politicians destroying us with you. I just want to big you up. That's it, man. You make me proud still, brother. Real talk still, you know. That's, you know what I mean?
Thanks a lot.
See, the global agenda is great. One day, I mean, Scoogey, the thing is, most people can't see what's going on. This is hurtful for me, you know. Really and truly, right? Most people can't see this is by design, you know.
Uh-huh. Describe the family structure.
They just can't see it. Look at the amount of power. Just look. All right, just follow what Justin Trudeau doing.
Uh-huh.
And then follow the words coming out of the World Economic Forum founding leader, Klaus Schwab.
Uh-huh.
He praising China's model, my brother. A social credit score system and things like that, you know. So all of these educated people who are embracing these ideas and talking Bob at 52 and this, I sorry for them, you know. I don't care what they see, you know, but I know they see it all. If we have an $8, a digital dollar, whatever, to the central bank, they say Uganda find a bunch of gold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the paradigm next. Now, if gold could be used to back a currency, but you discontinued that and now... If Africa was rich in gold, why are we in the richest country on earth? To this day, manipulate. You support common sense, supposed to show you to the reserve currency system.
Yes.
Bless up, man.
Thanks a lot. I want to give a shout out to Princess Thurston. She was on the show. I want to say thanks to you. Thanks. She said, keep up the good work. Roberta Noble, my cousin, she was watching from Inception. I want to say thanks to her. Also, she's watching from Freeport. And I want to say 52. Let me tell you something. When you talked about the manipulation and why we in this position we in now, these political parties are going, times they finish with us. Time is they finish with us citizens, because what we have to understand, right? And I'm getting to understand this how this works. The two-party system, right? Whether they do good or bad, there's still a system. And if the system or these parties don't change, where they put the behemoth in public voice and deal with housing, dealing with small business, dealing with getting bank loans for behemoth people, second chance, building new economies on the family island and building new subdivisions on the family island, giving us options to leave from Nassau to Providence, to go to Freeport, to go Abaco, to go any place that is going to be developed with a community structure, with businesses in it, right? We are going nowhere in this country. Because when you look at our leaders, you know, like I said, I listened to Michael Pintard. I know Michael Pintard personally. This is not a talk on Michael Pintard. This is on a talk for what he said when he said the party supports Adrian Gibson. See that there? You're not setting an example. You know, we saw and know there's corruption going on with Adrian Gibson. It's the party structure. The Speaker of the House, she get power now because of political operatives and power, and she feels the power being the Speaker of the House. When you're powerful, be merciful. We saw what happened to Dr. Minnis. We saw what happened to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis. We saw what happened to Perry Christie. We saw what happened to Hubert Ingram. All right? One time ago, these guys, them, were the most powerful man in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Then after 5 years, they became nothing more than opposition leader, and then nothing more than mayor. Now they still living good off the BM taxpayers, because we give them $120,000 to $150,000 a year, serving 2 terms as prime minister. So in the end, we still paying them, and then they still win. And they're gonna continue to win. Right? It's me and you who the government is not gonna give $150,000 to for serving 2 terms as prime minister. We're gonna give that to permanent secretaries, members of parliament who do 15, 20 years, former commissioner Belize, assistant commissioner Belize, nurses who done 20, 30 years, we're gonna give them the pension. But for many of us who are taxpayers, who are feeling the pinch when persons like Adrian Gibson go before the court and the government of the Bahamas spends millions of dollars, I mean about $1 million, are trying to get a conviction. And then if they don't get a conviction, Gibson would be awarded, just like Shane Gibson and Frank Smith. And this is crazy. We're going to take this last call. Red caller, you're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, Scrooge, how you doing?
I'm fine. Where's say Beaker? Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, I can try to clear it up for you, okay?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Are you one of the Queen's heirs or successors?
No, I know I'm not.
Okay, well, then we go to the polls each 5 years, right?
Yes, sir.
And who's ever elected?
Swears to that.
They pledge allegiance to the Queen and her successors.
Yes.
They don't pledge allegiance
to the Bahamian
people.
Correct.
Okay, now, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that is right in our face. We seem to have a problem in knowing exactly what we are looking at. Mm. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to get a shout out to my boy, Beaker. Beaker's done great for himself. I'm real proud of guys who go out there and they take that opportunity to help themselves and help their community, and push for us. I want to give a shout out to Beaker. Everyone knows Beaker, that brave boy. And again, to the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I think you're doing a wonderful job, sir. But work on the housing, work on the business accelerator, work on the private partnership with the Over the Hill initiatives, sir. Push this. Push for persons to get involved in small business. Push to get as many people involved in small business in all these communities. Push for housing. Push for development, the inner city communities with the urban renewal development, because there's so many great leaders out there in your party. You have guys like Beaker, you have guys like Twindam, you got Sean Isaac down East Street. If these guys were able to go and serve their community, find out how many homes that are run down that need windows, need doors, and need bathrooms. Some of the homes are owned by owners. Some of these homes also shouldn't be allowed to be operational. So the street captains and guys who are in charge of being the party spokesperson, those who are getting their little small incentive contracts, Mr. Davis, put them to work to go and do a survey in their particular area and see how many persons out there need toilets, need windows, and need doors, and home roof repair. And some people might need, adjustments to their house as well, some wood need to get put down. So help these guys who are getting nice, sizable contracts to go and work in their community and help one or two people on the contract they'd be getting from the Prime Minister. Because, we want the Prime Minister to serve 2 terms. The Nicola made it, we need a 2-term prime minister right now. Because in 1 term, right now, there's so much to do. But if we can be continuous on keep on developing, giving out small business, giving out scholarships, fixing homes, cleaning up the neighborhoods, getting rid of all the rats and all the old cars and creating green spaces, creating small business opportunities in these communities, I think we'd be on the right track, you know. But when you're saying that, you know, we're down 20%, that's statistically, Mr. Davis, but there's so much more needs to be done in our country. And I want to say this to persons like, I'm very disappointed in Michael Pintard, opposition leader, for saying how the party, Free National Movement, support Adrian Gibson. Even though he's innocent until proven guilty, but sir, that affects us. Because it's our money that he, rather than did these illegal activities, assumed these illegal activities, because of that, it's before the court. And these monies could be able to help a lot of people in these respective communities. But these monies was going directly into family and friends, allegedly to family, friends' pocket. And this is unacceptable. You know, there are corruption. Yes, I always say this. If I was a sitting MP, let me be frank with you. The system is corrupt. But that don't mean you gotta be fully corrupt. If there's contracts given out, and someone wants to work with you in government, and you know they wanna help you, but they also wanna help themselves, and they say, you know what, this is a great project, we're gonna fix some homes, you know. There are 10 homes in the community. I think it's a budget of about $150,000, $200,000. We want the best windows, we want the best doors, we want running water, we want a hose wire up, and et cetera. You know, you don't have to take all of the contract money. You could take enough for you to survive and then help your workers because, you know, the whole concept of getting contracts when you get it from government, and this is why most people get irate with the guys who get contracts for government, for the PLP and for the FN, because they themselves enrich themselves, but they wouldn't help their peers. And I think that when contract is given from the MPs, from the permanent executive, I think they're giving it for you if you get a little $50,000 contract. Keep on $20,000 for yourself and give the $30,000 in between the workers so that they could also live good. And they'll be able to help somebody. And that's the trickle-down effect. So the, giving out the contract is nothing wrong. It's just that the individuals who get these big, love some of the contract from government officials, and I think government official means good. I don't think Adrian Gibson meant well. I think he was in it for himself. He had no intentions of helping others. Maybe in some instances, his family, and probably a few friends, I could be wrong. But we need a balance. We need a balance for those who are supporting the PLP, who are getting contracts, to be able to treat your workers good as well. So your workers could be able to go fix a house when they get a nice payment Friday, they could go be able to go home and talk about the goodness and how you, as a contractor from the government, is doing wonders for you and the family. And this is how we can change the country. Because contracts are going to keep on giving out. Because both parties have to keep their starter council straight, their street captain straight, you know. There are people who have statue in the power in the party because both parties have to make sure that they have some millionaires, some thousandaires, in order for them to have a structure, in order for them to be the next government of the country, or to be a strong opposition, all right? So I just want to say that. So contract, you guys receive. Be a bright light for the party. Because you can decide on if your party is going to be elected again. That's how it goes. That's how it's supposed to be, transparency. Adrian Gibson, in his case, opposition, Michael Pintard, he seems he don't want to even be considered to be prime minister. Because he's supporting illegal activities, even though, like I said, Mr. Gibson is innocent and proven guilty. But he ain't come from the leader of the opposition, knowing that this man was doing wrong and there's many others who's doing wrong in the party. Then we hear the former prime minister, Hewitt Minnis, stating that he gave the okay for Roads and Park to give out contracts because It was rough. He said it was rough for the Bahamian people, and he gave a contract. He gave contract to his party supporters. But you locked down the country, and you give no stimulus package, and you talk about essential workers like the caller talked about. So you do it so bad in a 3 to 4 years, sir. And like I said, you take the cake from Mr. Christie, and when they say the worst of the worst prime minister ever, sir, you get the title former prime minister Hubert Alexander Menace. And your party, which you're not the opposition leader, no more, is actually Michael Pintard. He looked like he's falling right back in your footsteps, making the same mistakes again. And that's why, you know, we might need a next term of a brave Davis. But Mr. Davis, I don't get caught up with statistics. Because statistics wrong in this country. We just did a survey, and we still ain't gonna find out how many people live in this country. So don't get caught up in that, Mr. Davis. Work on small businesses. Work on small businesses. Help some businesses to get large. Work on these communities. Make sure that these parks are year-round, has positive activities. Work with the local churches. Work with person in their community who have some ideas on how they can create jobs in their community. Because I feel that in the Grandstown community, we are closest to Bay Street. I feel that we have a broad clientele of tourists. We had 7 million visitors about 2-3 years ago before the COVID-19. Could you imagine right now we have small businesses set up in the community where we only 200-300 feet away from Bay Street, and we have a volume of guests coming in our community. They're going to be there till 5 o'clock, so they're going to be open from, we're going to be open from 6 to 5, and we're going to have some small businesses, local bars, we're going to have some smaller tuck shops, some green spaces, we're going to have some, you know, Wi-Fi spots, and we have a volume of guests. And this year can turn out to be a lot of small business created in any city community. So we'd have American dollars in our community. There'd be a lot more people employed in their respective community. And we have a volume of customers coming in. So that means money would stay coming in. We'd have taxi drivers. We'd have walking tours. We'd have horse and carriage coming through our community. And this could change the dynamics of our country. All right? Yes. All right. The leaders of our country all need to set an example. It seems that the truth is fading away, and it's like we're in order. It seems like we're going away from what's right. You know, because that's like what Michael Pintard is doing. You know, he's encouraging wrongdoing. The party supports Adrian Gibson. Adrian Gibson has been investigated by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. They have credible information. We don't know if he's going to be convicted or whatever the situation is, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I like the stance that the Prime Minister is taking. He's putting his MPs on their toes. You know, and I want him to make sure that he talks to the Speaker, to the House, and to his younger peers. Watch how they speak to others in the country. We need an example. We need people who, when the young people see them speaking on the radio or speaking on the TV, we speak to uplift one another, not to bring down one another, because you used to speak at the host now. Listen, I don't know your last name, ma'am, but it's only the Speaker of the House. It's only the Governor General, and it's only the Prime Minister. That's the European way of doing it. So you just one of the speakers of the House who inherit that position, but it's just Speaker of the House. And one day you're not going to be the Speaker of the House. All right? Okay? So we have to show respect to one another. We have to uplift one another in this country. And yes, we get up the PLP and we get up the FNM. But these parties need to know that the Bahamian people are first, and we're going to invest in them. All right? And if there's wrongdoing going on in their party, you can't just support it. All right? You might get supported because that's your colleague. But listen, we have to set an example in this country. All right? You have to start setting an example in this country. I'm doing my best. I come from the streets. I was involved in illegal activities. I see my friend Beaker, he's a very successful businessman. His brother, Frankie, has his import-export business, doing excellent for himself. Many of the guys have changed their life around and has become very successful. And I'm encouraging other Bahamians out there to think and be creative and find ways on how you can empower yourself, find ways how you can work in your community and start a little small barber shop or a little small chicken shack or a little bakery and do your best to clean up the community and to get customers to come in the community, you know, to make your community safe again so that you could have a prosperous and better life. Okay? I come from the streets. I changed my life around and want to lead by example. I have no ambition. I have no desire to hold no position in this country. What they want to do is have a voice and show people that people could come from the voice and change. But what I'm saying, like I said, I thought we was the voice. It seems like these politicians, some of these police officers, and people who hold this high extreme position in the country, they are very disrespectful to their brothers and sisters in the country. Man, I can be the same way in my community. And anyone who know me and have a relationship with me, ask them how my personality is. Ask them. Anyone who knows me know I care about my country. They know this. You know, I don't be into no money. I ain't into no fame. All I want to do is try my best to help my people. All right? And the song, my friend Maestro Wright, this is what I am. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9. I want to thank Guardian Radio. I want to say thanks to my friend, Beaker, you know, Ms. Thurston, Roberta Noble, Wine and Non, and all those who listen to Inside the Inner City and who listen to the show. To all the callers, you did a wonderful job here tonight. And to the leaders, Michael Pintard, our country is going the way it's going because leaders like yourself taking up for wrong. And then you're using the party structure to sit a party. So that means your party's corrupt, the party did wrong, and you know someone is doing wrong, and you want us to go to the next general election and support the Free National Movement. You already start off being corrupted. And if you keep that up, Brave Davis, the next 5 years. I want to say thanks to everyone who watched. Inside NSC, I want to say thanks to my friends in Santana Forb. And there you want to listen. I'll see you next week with the next great show on Inside NSC. Good night. Drive safe. And I want to say thanks to my producer, Kermit, and the whole entire staff of Guardian Radio. Good night and enjoy.
I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Bro, bro.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, my son, that boy, what happened?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.